in any event, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lon Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the newly opened Pine Ridge Library has done quite a lot of business since it opened, so Lum is pretty happy. Abner's also happy because this is the day that Squire Skimp has promised to deliver the lion he purchased from a stranded carnival. Abner's planning to give the lion to Lum for a big surprise. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, Cedric just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Cedric. Come in.
Morning, Mr. Abner. Mr. Squire said for me to come in and ask you if it was safe to bring it in now.
Bring what in?
The lion. We got that lion you bought for Mr. Lum, but he says Mr. Lum ain't supposed to know nothing about it yet.
Oh, doggies, is that here already?
Yes, Mom. We got it on the Macmillan boy's truck out in back of the store there. Boy, that's the meanest looking thing I ever seen in my life.
Well?
Every time you get close to him, he sort of growls at you.
He does, huh?
He's got a bigger mouth than Sister Simpson, even.
Oh, them things is dangerous, Cedric. Well, I reckon you might as well bring it on in. Lum ain't down yet. Yeah, hurry up. Bring it on in here, Cedric.
Well, you want us to take it out of the crate first?
Crate?
Yes, Mom, it's in a cage with big iron bars on it.
Oh, no, my goodness, no, don't take it out of the crate, Cedric, for goodness sakes.
Well, what does Mr. Lum want a lion for? Is he going to start up a circus?
Why, no, Cedric, it's for the library. To be honest, it does seem sort of silly, but Lum seen a picture of the New York library, and it had two big lions sitting out in front of it, so natural he wanted some for us.
Well, what does the library need lions for?
I don't know. Just decorations, I reckon. It was sort of Miss Frederick's idea, I think. She was the one that showed Lum the picture. I think that's why he was so bound and determined to get a lion. Thought it'd help him win her.
Yes, well, is Mr. Lum in love with Miss Frederick's, reckon?
Well, he thinks he is, but he's too bashful to do anything about it. That's why I went ahead and got Squire to get the line for me. I don't guess I'll get old Lum married yet.
I wish it was a circus he is starting. I seen a circus once.
Well, he ain't going to put on no show, Cedric. He just won't. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Here comes Lum now.
Lum?
Lum, coming up out there. Now, I don't guess we... Wait a minute. I know what we can do. You fellas just put the line in the feed room back there. Just set the cage there on the floor, and I'll try to get Lum get rid of him while you're doing it.
Yes, Mom.
And when you get the line unloaded, well, you go around and come in the front door, and see, that'll be a signal to me that everything's ready to surprise old Lum with. Have you got that now?
Yes, Mom. When the line's all ready, I come in the front door.
That's it. Now, hurry up. Scoot on out the back way there before he sees you. And close the door leading out to the feed room so Lum can't see what's going on back there.
Yes, Mom, I will.
Well, morning, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Abner. What you so happy about this morning?
Oh, nothing. Just such a nice morning. You going over to Dick Huddleston's to see if the mail's in?
Of course not. Mail don't get in for a couple of hours yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Annie. Well, it might get in early today, Lum. You better go over and see.
Well, that's silly, Abner. Besides, I wouldn't go over there even if it was in. Because I got too much library work to attend to. Granny, we sure done a big business Sunday afternoon, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I think Dick Huddleston wants you to come over and talk to him about some books that he wants to take at Lum.
Well, let him come over here where the books is at. I got to check over the ones we loaned out just and see if we got them straight. Everything was sort of mixed up, and we might have made some mistakes around here.
Yeah.
Let's see, where's that list I made out? Is this it here?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Here we are. Outgoing books to date.
Doggies, Lum, you need a haircut, you know what? I tell you what, I'll watch the store if you want to run down to Moe's Moots' barbershop and get one.
For goodness sakes, Abner, are you trying to get rid of me or something?
Why, I just figured a head librarian ought to keep himself looking nice.
I look all right. Let's see. Outgoing books to date. Clarabelle Seastrom taking out Elsie Densmore makes the grade. Check. Uncle Henry Lunsford taking out... you must have jotted this one down, Abner. I can't make it out. You recollect what book Uncle Henry taken?
There's some book about the Indians, I know.
Indians?
Yeah. Had something about an error in the title of it. Error or something or other. Now, what was it?
The pies and error?
No, it wasn't it. Aerosmith, that was it.
Oh, yeah, Aerosmith. Check. Smith, that's an odd name for an Indian, ain't it?
Yeah, well, I thought so, too, but Uncle Henry explained about Pocahontas and Captain John Smith, so I just figured this Indian must have been one that married into the Smith family some way.
Yeah, must have. Grandma Masters taking out, what was that noise?
I never heard nothing.
Sounded like it come from the feed room back there.
Oh, well... Must have been a mouse, I reckon.
Yeah, might have been. Awful big one, though. Wait a minute, what are you laughing at?
Oh, nothing. Go on, check your books, Mom. Go out and get a haircut, Juan.
I don't need a haircut. Penny's, you're acting curious today, Abner.
Aw, prattle.
You see, Grandma Master's taking out Essentials of Electrical Engineering. Check.
Electrical engineering? What's an old woman like her want to take up engineering for?
She wasn't aiming on reading the book, just wanted to press some flowers in it. It's that great big heavy book. You saw it.
Well, she ain't going to have much time to press flowers if she's going to be out running the train every day. Grandpa Mister's oughtn't to let her do that.
Abner, she ain't doing no engineering work. All she wanted the book for was to press flowers in it.
Well, that's all she ought to do is... fresh flour.
That's all she's going to do, so stop worrying about it.
Well?
Ms. Barton, Tarzan of the Apes. Check. Ms. Blevins, Diana of the Crossways. Check. Widder Abernathy, Love, Twitch Golden Strands. Check. That's a beautiful name.
Doggy, that makes me mad. He ought to be ashamed of himself.
Who ought to be ashamed?
Grandpa Master making that woman of his go out and run a train with that broke hip of hers.
For goodness sakes, Abner, he ain't doing no such a thing. Now forget about that. Grandpappy Spears taking out... Wait a minute. Granny, I could have swore I heard something out there in the feed room just now.
Oh, no, couldn't be nothing. No. You're just imagining stuff. You sure you don't want to get out and get a haircut? Your hair's awful long.
My hair's all right. Forget about it. Granny, there's something suspicious going on around here. I'm going to find out what it is.
No, there ain't. Honest now, Lum. Ain't nothing suspicious at all. Go ahead, check your books, sir. You see, what'd you say at Grandpappy Spears taking out? Go ahead, check them off, sir.
Let me see. Grandpappy Spears, World Almanac for 1909. What in the world did he take that for? It's his own book. We got it over at his place.
Well, he's still mad about that checker game over here the other day and said he didn't want nothing that belonged to him sitting around our store.
Well, we'll just charge him a lot of overdue on it then.
It's our time.
Moe's Moots, Gilbert the Boy Trapper. Granny, Abner, did you let Moe have that book?
Why, sure, he asked for it. Ain't that what the library's for?
Of course it is, but you know dad blame well I was saving that book for Miss Frederick's. Got the prettiest red cover on it of any book in the library.
Well, why didn't she come around and get it then? She weren't in here either Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I know. It kept the library open just special for her, too. Well, maybe next Sunday. Granny, I know I heard something in the back room then. I'm going back there and see what's going on.
No, you ain't now, Lum.
Well, who's going to stop me? If there's something suspicious happening, I'm going to find out what it is.
You can't do it now, Lum.
Well, why can't I?
It's a surprise.
A surprise?
Yes, sir. Something that's going to make you awful happy.
Oh, Granny said, she oughtn't have done that. I don't deserve no sprite.
Well, I knowed you'd never be happy till you got this thing, and I know it's going to help you win Miss Frederick, too.
Oh, well, good for you. It ain't an engagement ring, is it?
Oh, no, it's something better. Wait a minute, here comes Cedric. Now you can go back to the feed room and see it, Lom.
Well, what's Cedric got to do with it?
Oh, nothing. Out here, Lom, when you go in there, I want you to close your eyes tight now, and don't peek till you get clear back in the feed room.
Yeah, all right, I won't. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Lom. Say, Mr. Edward.
I know, Cedric. All right, Lom, come on now, close your eyes and start walking.
All right, I've got them closed. Here you go. Granny, this is just like Christmas.
See, Mr. Abner, I think
you don't need to say nothing, Cedric. I got the signal. Come on, Lom. Keep going.
Granny's Abner, it's awful nice to have friends that do things for you like this. I never will forget it.
Don't mention it. I'm proud to help you. Wait a minute now. Let me open the door for you. Here, Lom. Here. I'll guide you now right through here. Now, here, in you go. Come on now, little father, so I can close the door.
Yeah.
Now, don't open your eye for a minute. Stand right there now while I close it. I don't get this. He's going to be spry.
Yes, Mom, he sure is. I don't much believe you ought to have done that to him, Mr. Abner. Put him back there in that room by himself.
Well, I want to surprise him, Cedric. He won't know what to think when he sees that lion sitting there in that cage.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. When we was unloading the cage, that door come open and the lion jumped out. That's why we closed the door and run. He's loose there in the feed room with Mr. Lum right now.
Oh, my goodness.